أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه، يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم، ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء، وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض، ولا يؤوده حفظهما، وهو العلي العظيم.
That was the recitation of Ayatul Kursi by Sheikh Mahir Mu'aiqili. Yesterday we wrapped up the part on the virtues of Ayatul Kursi. We spoke about the narration of Abu Ayyub Ansari, where the jinn was stealing from his stocks. And he caught the jinn once and twice and thrice, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught him. And every time the jinn said, "Release me, I won't do it again." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The jinn will come back." And finally the jinn said, "Okay, then, you know, give me a last chance and I'll teach you something that will be of benefit to you and protect you." And the jinn informed him of Ayatul Kursi. Similar instance with Abu Huraira radiallahu an. He caught someone stealing from the wealth of charity. First time left him, second time, third time. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him every time, "He'll come back." And the fourth time he said, "Okay, I'll teach you something if you let me go." And he taught him Ayatul Kursi, citing similar benefits. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "That was the devil. He's normally the liar, but this time he has spoken the truth." Okay, let's look at the first sentence. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides him. Now Ayatul Kursi is known as Ayatul Kursi because mention is made of the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is called Kursi in Arabic. And the difference between Arsh and Kursi, and whether it's one and the same thing, that we will discuss a little later in the verse. But that's just the wajah tasmiyah as to why this is called Ayatul Kursi, because the Kursi is made mention of وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ in this particular verse. Now if you look at the first sentence, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, the Ayatul Kursi opens by emphasizing the concept of Tawheed. Tawheed is the main theme of the Quran, belief in the oneness of Allah. And in this very first sentence of Ayatul Kursi, the greatest verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is the one and only that is worthy of worship. The scholars of tafsir have written that the word Allah is like a proper noun for the dhat and the being of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the word Allah is the greatest of all the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We know Allah has 99 names, many names, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, beautiful names. But the greatest of all the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah. And it means that being who combines all perfections and is free of all shortcomings. That being who combines all perfections and is free of all shortcomings. So, in this first sentence, we are being told that worship that being who has all perfection within him and is free of all shortcomings. There is none worthy of worship besides him because there is none like him. So, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. That's the first sentence of Ayatul Kursi. And it's followed then by two attributive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And that we will discuss in our next discussion, inshaAllah.